So there's another kind of irrationality that we are sometimes accused of having because we hold to the Christian faith. There are people who say, I can't go along with you and accept the Christian faith because we are not to make assumptions in our reasoning, but you Christians assume all sorts of things.
Right. The problem with this, he tells us, is you can't think or reason without presuppositions, without assumptions, right? He says, as you might guess from what he said about, you know, the I don't believe anything that's contrary to proof position, he's going to say something similar about this, you know, this presuppositional position, right? He says it's really impossible to think without assumptions or presuppositions. Our demonstration of everything we believe is by means of other beliefs. So I know this based on this belief, and I know this that belief based on this belief, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so he says, I prove this by appealing to this, and then I prove this by appealing to this, and so on. And it's important to prove every belief by independent beliefs. He says that's impossible to do.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I think we used this example a long time ago, but prove to me that your name is your name.
Yeah.
Well, I have an understanding of who my parents are, and they've told me what my names are. Yeah. Okay. Can you prove then that those are your parents? Yeah. Well, my earliest memories of them are that they were my parents and they were very loving towards me. And so, yes, they're my parents. Well, okay. That's just reliance on your memory. But there was a time where you didn't have memory that you're just relying that these were the same people and they didn't kidnap you. Yeah. Well, on my birth certificate, they say, okay, so you're appealing to a government, which of course never lies and never gets paperwork wrong. And the hospital never switches out parents.
Before. And makes so, mistakes. Yeah.
And so, you know, you're consistently going back and appealing to something more. And so can you appeal to something even before that, or are you kind of stuck?
Right. Right.
So it's impossible to think without presuppositions, and that's exactly what we're seeing here, is that if an unbeliever considers Christianity irrational simply on the basis that it allows for something to be accepted without independent demonstration, then the unbeliever is being unrealistic. He must be pressed to see that he ends up refuting himself, not simply Christianity, but those values and demands he relies on and uses. And so the unbeliever says, the problem is that you're using presuppositions when you're trying to defend faith. And then you must show that the unbelievers are using presuppositions as well. It comes down to this. If you're using presuppositions means you're being irrational, and I have shown that you are using presuppositions, person on the other side, the unbeliever, then you are irrational too. And so that's kind of one of the roles that presuppositions tend to focus on.
Right. He says, once you've shown that the person, you know, his or her presuppositions, then he says, this will be the response. But ours are different, right?
Right.
Because everyone agrees with ours. Yours are the ones under question.
Right.
So they're trying to, you know, switch the, you know, the burden of proof there, right? He says, that seems a little bit arbitrary, right? It's a bit unfair. We aren't playing on a level playing field when they say, well, mine is the one that everybody believes.
Everyone knows the sun goes around the earth. Everybody knows this. Yeah.